Well, coming up soon, the Cass County Alzheimer's Group will be hosting the Alzheimer's Walk. That's coming up on Saturday, September 21st. We're going to talk a little bit about that event and about that issue this morning with Sharon Guffey Lewis, who is a member of the Cass County Alzheimer's Board of Directors. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Jim?
Well, good. Thank you so much for spending the time with us. Anytime we're doing anything to raise awareness of something as important and wide-ranging as Alzheimer's, it's something we should certainly pay attention to.
Yes. Alzheimer's is coming more and more, I believe, to the foreground in terms of people paying attention to it, which is in one respect, very wonderful, and in another respect, also kind of sad, because it is a very debilitating disease, as we all know, and it's very, very hard on the caregivers and the families who have to watch their loved one just really diminish almost every day. With some people, it goes fairly fast, and with others, it's more of a gradual diminishing of being able to function in life, but it still is. It's just really hard to watch. And one of our focuses this year for the Alzheimer's Committee is to kind of highlight the support group for the caregivers, because they sometimes get forgotten. You know, we focus on the person who has the disease, but we forget about those people that are doing the 24/7 caregiving. And so our focus this year for the walk is to walk for, our theme is to walk for someone you love, and the money that we raise is going to go to help support the support group for the caregivers.
Very good. Yeah, it's a difficult thing for people to have to go through. There's so much more effort that needs to be put in. You become almost a full-time caregiver, but there's also the mental side of that, too. You sometimes watch someone you love become something you don't even hardly recognize, because sometimes their whole demeanor can change.
Oh, very definitely. Yes. It's just a very debilitating disease. And unfortunately, you know, they've not been successful in finding any kind of medication that will really cure it. They do have some medications, and with some people, it will help. With other people, it really doesn't seem to have much effect on the disease. They still decline. So we're hoping to raise $6,000. At our walk this year. It's going to be at the Shieldburg Recreation Area, and it begins at 10 o'clock. So we're in great hopes that we'll have a large number of people come and support the walk and bring their donations. We have set up a sponsorship for the walk that if people give $500, that is the white level. The white flowers, you've probably seen that on TV. There's an ad for Alzheimer's that talks about carrying the white flowers. That's a symbol for the Alzheimer's Association. And so we're starting with $500 for white, and purple level is, sponsorship is $250, and the lavender level is $100 or less. And, you know, we welcome any amount, because, you know, it all adds up. And so, but our goal is to raise $6,000 this year.
Very good. And folks can do that any way they'd like, if they want to hold their own little fundraiser ahead of time and bring the money that day, or they can just make a donation out of pocket.
That's exactly right. If you get your friends to sponsor you on the walk is, I believe, about 2 miles. So if you get your friends to sponsor you for the walk, that would be wonderful. But if you want to make just a personal donation the day of the walk, certainly that is great too.
Very good. Sharon, most of us have some sort of a personal connection with someone that we know or are related to who's gone through some sort of dementia. Do you have a story there too?
Yes. Well, My mother was never really diagnosed as having Alzheimer's. She had certainly had dementia, which is sort of the big umbrella on under which Alzheimer's falls. But it's amazing the number of people who have Alzheimer's. The number of deaths from the Alzheimer's disease in 2015 was 1,339, which it's the sixth leading cause of death in Iowa, which people probably don't realize. And it really takes its toll. So my mom, you know, got to the point that she really didn't know us personally as much, but yet there would be other times. But she did not exhibit a lot of the other signs of Alzheimer's. So I was never convinced. I think she probably just had dementia. But and on the other side of that coin, you have to realize my mother lived to be almost 101. So she lived a very, very long life.
Sure. Well, and that's something that maybe folks don't realize either. We often think about Alzheimer's and different types of dementia as being something that happens to the very old. That's not always true.
No, it can strike really at any age. Had a friend who just lost their mother, and she was only in her 50s. So and she really went really pretty quickly. So it doesn't pick and choose by age, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, and that's it's that personal involvement. We all have a story somewhere that we can tell about someone who's been going through this, or a personal experience that we've had. And that's usually why folks want to get involved. I'm sure that's probably why you wanted to get involved in the local Alzheimer's effort.
It's a disease that, you know, we don't like to talk about particularly, but it's something that is with us, and it's something that we do have to face, whether we like it or not. It is a part of our culture today and seems to be getting more and more prevalent.
Well, we've come a long way in being able to recognize the signs, understand some of those things that we're going through with an affliction like this. We just need to get over that finish line of trying to find a way to cure and to solve this.
Yes, we do. We, they continue to do research. Actually, the Atlantic Alzheimer's Committee has donated over about $10,000 for Alzheimer's research. And about 80% of that does go to research. But this year we're focusing more on the support group. The Heritage House there in Atlantic also has a support group. And so we're working with them to try to support them. And then if need be, we will perhaps start a second support group, because I know that there are a lot of people in our community who are touched by this disease and need the help for the caregivers.
Well, while we'd love to see a cure, most of us are not researchers or doctors, and we can't really affect it that much. We raise money to help the effort, but we can also be supportive, and that's one way we can actually help directly. If you have a good weather day, we hope to have a great crowd there that day. That's Saturday, September 21st. What time will you start?
Yes, we'll start at 10 o'clock. They can come and start registering by 9 o'clock, we'll have bottles of water for them to take on the walk, and they need to wear comfortable shoes and just come out, and we pray for a good day with no rain, and that we can have some sun and enjoy our time out there at Shieldburg Quarry.
You bet. Well, this time of the year, hopefully we'll get some good weather. It's usually a pretty good time of the year to get out and enjoy a nice stroll through nature. So hope we get a lot of folks out there that day. Well, Sharon, thank you so much for the time here today. We appreciate everything that you and your fellow committee members are doing to help continue the work with Alzheimer's here locally. Appreciate it very much. Have a great time.
All right. Thank you very much, Jim.